very proud. You know, you're under siege a little bit late on, but we should have put the game to bed, shouldn't we? The chances we had on the counter attack, and you know, we were set up for the counter attack because of the way they played in. They was trying to force the issue a little bit. We started off slow in the first half, but we grew into the game, got to grips with their shape, and then got our fullbacks out as we wanted to. So tremendous effort by the boys. Another great win, 57 points. Proud manager tonight and proud staff as well. You know, it's been a good day.
And especially late on when they were pushing for equaliser, you weathered that storm really well as a defensive unit. Is that a massive improvement from maybe you conceded them late goals earlier in the season?
Yeah, because that goes through your mind. But they had to put their heads on the block, didn't they? They want to win every header, they want to win every challenge, you know, and you know, they want to win. And you could see that again today. So massive credit to them. Like I said, the only nitpicking I can have is that we didn't put the game to bed earlier on. All in all, it's been a great day. A nice Easter. You know, we're 8 games unbeaten, and we're trying to get 60 points.
It's the fact that you secured safety a couple of weeks ago and then to come out and put in a performance like that when they're still fighting for their playoff spot, it makes you even more proud of the lads.
Yeah, I mean, we could have easily taken the foot off the gas after we got safe at Barrow. It could have easily been the case, but you know, we didn't do that. That's because of the credit to the group of players that I've got in front of me, you know, and the staff that are working with them. I've got every respect for every single player in that dressing room. And some get frustrated, some don't play, some I've got some decisions to make. But listen, I've got every respect for them. And you know, when you make these decisions, it's not a personal thing, and it's something a manager has to do. And you know, they've been a credit to Dover Football Club, all of them players in there, every one of them since I've been at the football club. They've helped me immensely, and along with all the staff, you know, it's been a great day today.
And that 60-point mark is still within reach. How much are you looking forward to finishing the season at home in front of your own fans?
Yeah, it'd be lovely to get a win and get to 60. Could be scuppered by Sutton, but listen. If it is, it is, and we're not gonna be too disappointed. But it'd be lovely to finish off on a high and win the game and get to that 60 mark.
Could that game be a farewell for a few of the players that might have out the contract?
Listen, it could be. You know, I look at it, but you know, I'm not a big believer in the farewell thing. Yeah. Really, in the day we're out there to win a game of football, yeah. But you know, it's I've got to make some real tough decisions because you know, there's not one bad lad in there. They're all good lads, and you know, but that's why I'm at the football club.
Perfect. Cheers, Dan.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.